Season 1, Episode 1, The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. This is the Rick and Michonne story. The love story between Rick and Michonne changed by a world that is constantly changing. Will they find themselves in a war against the living, or will they discover that they too are the walking dead? This episode is titled Years. The episode description on IMDb: in another world built on a war against the dead, Rick Grimes and Michonne attempt to find each other and who they were. This is Talking Walking Dead. Welcome to it. Myself, Jeff Fisher, Jason Buttrell, Maximus Fisher.
It's been a while, everybody.
This is Talking Walking Dead. How in the world? It has been a minute since we have, well, I mean, it's been more than a minute, Jeff. I know. It's been a minute since we've had a little dead to talk about. And The Ones Who Live is supposed to be a one-off, one season, and it's supposed to be done. And, my gut reaction is, it was okay. It was okay. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was okay. It was okay. No, Jason, oh, no.
I don't really know what to say. I actually don't really know what to say. Well, how many years has it been since we've seen Rick?
Six.
6 years?
Long time. Yeah, it was nice to see Rick. Good to see Rick.
It was good to see Rick. I agree. I don't know if I like this show or not.
I know.
I think it's too early to tell, which is probably the most glowing thing I can say about a Walking Dead show since, besides Daryl.
Daryl and Dead City. Yeah, they both were, they both were excellent, and we enjoyed those, no question.
Yeah.
But this absolutely was we got to see, what Rick was doing. I thought for sure, I was so, for the first scene, I was so pissed. When he was trying to kill himself, I'm going, they're not going to make him into a puss again, are they? No.
And they didn't.
He's not going to try to kill himself. And then no.
And then the next scene, he cuts off his own hand.
Yeah, so I mean.
By the way, they gave Rick the comic cutoff hand. He actually is missing his hand now.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. And they gave him an Assassin's Creed, appendage.
Yeah, the fake hand,
Which is kind of cool. I thought the little, black fist with the knife was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a good touch.
I still don't, I really just do not know how to critique this episode. I think that, so what did we go from? We went from Gimple saying it was going to be like AMC movies, like multiple.
That was the original plan.
Yeah, they had two or three movies.
Then, two or three. I think it was three.
Yeah.
That was the original plan, then COVID hit.
It was like, screw that. It's just going to be like... then they said it was going to be a theatrical release movie.
Right.
And then it got changed to a show.
So I can tell that I think the budget was higher on this, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But it feels like because of that, maybe, the first episode was so weird. All of the narration in this show really pissed me off.
Well, what? Yeah. You mean because it was all Rick doing narration?
Because you're not supposed to you're not supposed to do that in filmmaking. You're supposed to, show them, not tell them. So we don't need Rick to tell us everything that he's been doing over the past few years, which is what this episode was all about. We need to see all that. And they would have showed us that in a lot more detail in the films.
In the film, right.
So you're seeing like a big time pacing issue. And I feel like that's really kind of distorting my view of this. That's something I think that might fix or build up steam towards the middle of the season or something like that. I think. But
I hope so.
Can I say my biggest issue with this?
Sure.
I don't give a crap about the Rick and Michonne love story. Don't give a crap.
That's the main thing, too.
Why?
I think we're alone, Jason. I think you and I...
A bit of me, too.
Maybe Maximus. But you and I, for sure, are alone on an island with this. I don't care.
It was never a focus of the show. And now it's the focus of the return show of Rick Grimes?
Right.
That's weird. I just don't buy it, I guess.
And we went the whole show, right, that he's writing letters to Michonne. I didn't see any letters being written to the kid.
I thought the same thing.
Oh, to Judith. Yeah, he mentioned Judith, twice.
But barely. It was you're not having visions or dreams of Judith. It's all just Michonne.
Just Michonne.
What?
I don't care about the kid.
So, I don't know, man. That's why I just don't know what to think about
okay,
this.
I miss my oldest son. I wish he hadn't died. I'm so happy I still have my daughter to look forward to and get back to. Nope. Just Michonne.
One thing I'm happy about, and I'll say this fully, it was, like saying, it was great to see Andrew Lincoln back, but I remember seeing a lot of people before the show, you included, Dad, saying, like, oh, I don't know how Andrew Lincoln's going to go being Rick again, if he'll be good at it. He was amazing in this episode. Andrew Lincoln was perfect as Rick again in this episode.
Which is almost detrimental to the Walking Dead universe, because he is such a better actor than anybody
else
they have.
Yeah, he's the guy.
It's obvious, like, he made that role, you know, himself, and he is such a good actor. I almost laugh when I think about some of the other actors in the show. I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's just completely upstaging them.
Yeah, he's the guy, and he's been the guy, and he was the guy, and that's what hurt so bad when he went away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we laid the groundwork on, you know, where...
Well, we had a lot of World Beyond references.
We had, you know, in the open, we got a Fear reference. You know, with the maps, and they show the nuke blast, and we see the maps of the country and specifically Philadelphia. So, I mean, and the World Beyond was definitely, I mean, Rick was then put in charge with taking care of that big meeting that they were all waiting for to happen
at the end of
World Beyond.
Yeah.
So I think we're like, and it started out, right, this was 5 years
after the bridge,
but...
And now we're like 8 years after.
Got to be like 8 or 9 years now after the bridge, right? Because he was upset when Omaha went down, and that was the beginning of World Beyond. And then he was getting ready for the meeting, which was another year after that. Which is when our World Beyond Dingleberries were trekking.
That was kind of the end of World
to New
Beyond.
York. Yeah.
Damn, how old is Judith?
Judith is like, would be around.
She's retired. she's collecting CRM Social Security, living off the coast.
So this episode had, so we had Rick obviously trying to escape, like knowing that Rick is basically the only one that's ever tried to escape multiple times.
Well, now the girl said she tried to, right?
Like one, only once.
What's her face?
Yeah, Thorn.
Thorn, yeah.
So are you guys, that was the biggest question, I think, on everyone's mind, or at least it was mine, was this amount of time, why the hell did Rick not get back to his family? Because you know that would be the only thing on his mind.
Number one.
And this is why.
Are you satisfied? Like, is that question answered for you guys?
I don't know.
I mean, it's answered. The question is answered. Is it a satisfactory answer? It is a bit of one, but not the best, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, because I don't know that it's a satisfactory answer, but that's the answer we have.
You saw Rick being Rick at several points, but that was not the Rick of the cannibals in the train car.
No,
right?
It was not. That was not the Rick we fell in love with.
No, this is the Rick from season 8 to season 9 after he beat Negan.
Yeah, this is him after he pushed out.
No, not that. I said beat Negan.
No, I know. After he pushed out, then he became, you know, quasi Rick again. That's where he's at now. But he's not the Rick of the train car and
character development.
Yeah. Character development.
I read I just got finished reading multiple like reviews of this episode to see whatever like kind of the feel. And it was really weird. It seemed like, on social media, it seemed like people were a buzz about it. Like, they were liking it. I watched, like, I can't remember where the outlets were. But, like, one guy was kind of like with me. He wasn't really satisfied with it, and he's not entirely sure.
Well, we have to wait for the rest of the episode. We said that about Daryl, too.
I think it was from, like, maybe Daily Beast. I can't remember. It was something weird. And they're talking about how, they're completely deconstructing Rick Grimes and showing that he's nothing without his, you know, the people that surround him. And author just loved it. I was like, what? But is that what they're doing?
No, not at all.
I didn't see that. I'm bummed that they got rid of the main guy.
Okafor.
Okafor. Like I liked him.
I did too.
He was such a great character. I did.
Why build him up with that backstory?
I don't know.
You know, a pilot.
I know.
By the way, that was a hell of a build up,
and he's dead.
That was a hell of a backstory.
Yeah, it was great. Now, some have made the case. Not that I would ever make a case. But some have made the case that, you know, another black character goes down in Walking Dead. And anytime they have a good black character, have a nice day. Take care.
I read someone say that as well. The exact same thing.
That's not me. That's not this program. I'm just saying that's what I saw and read.
But like, so, and then we met General Bale, which was cool because he was mentioned like 5 or 6 times in World Beyond. Like, oh, he's the guy in charge of the military.
Yeah, he's the guy. And so he's, you know, Mr. I can look you in the eye and tell you whether you're lying to me or not. Oh, okay. All right. All right.
It was actually, I thought that was a cool back and forth.
That was a great scene. That was a good scene.
I thought so too. Just look me in the eye.
Look, you don't have to answer. Just look me in the eye. Oh, and we finally, after years, get the answer on what A and B means.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, with the A's and the B's. And it was surprising that, what's-her-face, our girl.
Jadis.
She saved Rick by calling him a B instead of an A. Because that's what Okafor said, is that it was, as soon as the A's came in, they would get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
So she saved Rick by calling him a B when he was rescued.
But somehow Okafor immediately otherwise.
Right. Oh, I knew you were an A right away.
It's kind of hard to say, oh, this guy isn't a leader, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's where, remember, Jadis told...
Gabriel, I'm reminded Dad about this. Jadis told Gabriel when they were in the junkyard I thought you were a B, and knocked him out. So she sees Gabriel as an A. So
he's a leader. He's a leader.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't mean bloodthirsty, for you know. It just means leader, pretty much.
So
A means someone who you will follow. B means the followers. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to see them. And we don't know if they're using the walk. This in the beginning, he talked about how they use the walkers for energy. So are they doing the same thing that Homeboy's doing in New York?
I missed that.
It was in the beginning, but
in the very beginning, when he said they used him for energy, so
when he was killing all.
When they're killing them there at the kill wall. So I guess they're doing the same thing that New York is doing, right? They're just burning them and making
the
energy.
So now we know here's the thing: we now know fully where the Civic Republic city is, because we had theories, but now we know where it is. It's in Philly. It's Philadelphia.
So the secrets among secrets among secrets thing I thought was kind of interesting, and that's kind of what maybe
they
satisfied
hinted to
the, me a
they
little
hint,
bit. Is
they
the
hinted
fact
that
like
it
Rick
will
didn't
be
actually
on
get away, because apparently it seemed like if you see that city, if you know its location, you're not allowed to leave, and right, that is like one of the prime security concerns. So if you're there, you're there, and they're gonna do everything possible to keep you there. So kind of get that. I think our Rick would have circumvented that somehow, but
yeah, well, he was already doing it. I mean, that's where his boy Esteban,
that was great,
lit him up with you might as well just join so you can so they leave you alone, then you'd be able to leave. And Rick was like, oh yeah,
that's a good okay idea. so his conversion, air quotes conversion,
yeah,
was it a conversion, or was this still Rick playing the long game?
No, I think it was playing along, right?
Because
that's what Esteban said,
because he's like, he tried to escape. And then his hero complex kicked in because he saw a little girl he needed to save.
Another little kid, too. She better not turn into another kid we have to deal with as an actress or an actor on this show. Okay, I don't want another little kid. All right. You killed off Oak for this great character. And if I have to deal with another kid, man, that's going to be it.
You are not alone. I've read other people say the same thing. It's so hilarious. The people that are skeptical of the show and want it to be so much better, they all realize the downfalls of it. Like,
the thing
there's
is
a playbook for this to be good. Just follow it.
Just follow it.
You know what's hilarious? We all said the very similar things about Daryl. Like, this can be good, but we're scared they would mess it up. We did the same with Dead City. And you know what? It worked out in the end. Every episode was continuously good or really good or great. Will they follow that trend with The Ones Who Live? I hope so. Can they get 3 in a row? Dead City, Daryl, and then hopefully The Ones Who Live. Fear they just had to get rid of and finish, so I don't want to count that.
No, we're not counting that.
My issue with this show is that it's starting off at a on a dumb premise, right? So we're gonna make this the love story. I don't even know if that's true, but that is not what I want to see. I don't want to see the effing love story between Rick and Michonne, something that never was prioritized before. It was just something that kind of happened. It was in the background. So it's like, I don't want to have this reunion, him finally back as that.
Just, at the point when they were together, it was just lack of options.
Right.
All right.
The thing is, the reason Michonne left was because she found the boots and on the boat, which we saw, you know, Rick throw at the end and stuff. But the thing is too, we saw the beginning of their reunion, which, by the way, I have to admit, that was great when the helicopter crashed and then Michonne's like taking off all their helmets. She sees Rick, they look at each other, recognize each other, and
yeah, it was okay. It was good ending. I mean, Michonne, not sure that I go with the young kid softball mask, but that's okay. I guess it's a good look. I got you with the tarp and the softball mask. Okay, all right, you're fine, no problem. You're out there hawking people. Plus, where Michonne's killing people with the sword, right? But she didn't sword the helicopter. I mean, that was brought down by rocket launchers.
That's a little bit different weapon.
Sounded like a railgun or something. I thought it was Alien set for a second.
The way Okafor died, it was like a flare or something got into his chest. He's like bleeding out, like boom.
Okay, I will say that when he died, I was shocked.
I was not expecting that death. I was like, what?
That took me by surprise. I was like, okay.
I thought for sure he was gonna live.
And he should have lived. That's the
same. And he should have. Absolutely, he should have.
It would have been great to see him, like say, because he's trying to change the military from the inside out. That's his goal. We know that. It would have been so cool to see him versus Jadis and their, like, different ideals on this.
Yeah, well, it also would have been cool if he lived and Rick lived, then they killed the rest of them and they would just believe that they all died, right? But Rick and Okafor would go with Michonne and her group.
Mm-hmm.
And be on the outside.
Does Michonne know about the what's the other big group now? Forgot. Commonwealth.
No, I don't know. She left before then.
Okay. Wow. That would have been interesting intel that Rick would have gotten, especially if he decides to stay in the CRM to keep changing it from within.
You know, and then you say, I was thinking of this now that I'm thinking about the show again, right? So where his pal Esteban hooks him up with the idea of you might as well join. So then, you know, they leave you alone and then you can, you know, figure out a way. But there at one point, he destroys everything, right? He destroys all his letters and the phones and everything. All the knickknacks that he had, he destroyed them all.
After his failed escape because of the little girl, he was like, I can't.
That's a very good point. And that was after his conversation with Okafor. So
yeah, he was.
I don't know. Has he been converted?
Yeah, he was in. He had already bought in. So now, having already bought in, he's got the wife staring at him. Crap. I mean, let's all just take a moment and imagine thinking you're without a wife for 10 years, and then she shows back up. Just pause for a moment. Okay.
One thing I did appreciate, because I'll admit, I know we
you are lying. I sure do love you. That's not where I put that stuff anymore. Okay. I want you just dust it off and leave it there.
One thing I actually do appreciate, I was worried a bit, I'll admit, like, I know none of us were the biggest fan of World Beyond, but it was important and definitely more important than Fear. I was a bit worried that, due to a lot of the reception, because World Beyond was not universally liked. It was very much a middle show of the fan base.
Yeah, but throughout that show, the main reason we watched it was for the info that
on the Central Republic. Yeah. They kept a lot of that info up where Omaha died. Now it's only two things, the Pacific Republic and Nebraska, like all that.
Yeah.
Did they explain Portland in that show why Omaha went down? I don't remember.
Well, yeah. Remember, they said it was originally just the official quote unquote that was given to the public was, oh, like walkers got in, tore the whole city down, 90,000 people are dead. But we know it was an off branch of the Civic Republic military that gassed the whole place. Remember?
Yeah.
But did they say why, though? I don't remember.
They never answered why.
I don't think they ever answered why. But I feel like it was because they were all, remember the doc and his kids who were part of World Beyond were all working to solve the problem, but not rule. And I think that was the big problem is that, yeah, you can work on solving the problem, but the point is we're ruling everything. We're not doing this for freedom. We're doing this for us to rule.
What's interesting too is we kind of were given this hint in World Beyond, but now we know it for a fact with the like secrets on secrets on secrets is the Civic Republic, the city, does not know what the military is doing at all. And then the CRM military, most of it doesn't know what the higher ups are doing at all.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, that is. Because Esteban is Mr. Big Shot now, right? He's inside. That's going to help. That's going to help in the end, I hope. It's going to come back around because he will be able to realize that it's all not what he thought it was.
Or maybe we can get the city on our side, like against the leaders of the military. Yeah.
And that will happen because Esteban will believe in Rick and not the others.
So, Max, you're the best to ask this. So since they're kind of blending the comic book storyline with Rick as far as with the hand, do you think that he'll end up getting that his end at the end of this show?
What if they'll get like a different character to play the Sebastian
type? Yeah.
Maybe that'd be interesting if Rick gets his comic death in this show.
And if these episodes are supposed to be a one-off, right? This season is supposed to be one season and be done. That's what they reported. You keep looking at me like I don't. I mean, I read the stories, and they said this was supposed to be a one-off. This is a one-time deal, and maybe they talk him into doing more because if it's a big hit. But originally, this was supposed to be just one season and we wrap it up. So if that's the case, then that probably will happen.
So now that is very interesting, especially if they're blending the storylines. So like if they end it with Rick's death and then they flash forward multiple years into the future and then the world's kind of going back to normal, there's more, civilization.
Yeah.
And you see that, okay, humanity won.
Right.
That would be interesting.
Judith is in a wheelchair.
You could actually show grown Judith.
Yeah, that absolutely. You could.
So, by the way, something I noticed, they were playing the ads of like the Walking Dead universe. I think we actually, if I read it right, I could be very wrong. If I am wrong, yell at me, people. I didn't do much research on this one, so my bad. I think they gave season 2 of Daryl a name.
They did?
Like, yeah, because on the ad before where he goes, oh, the Walking Dead universe, just showing everything, like in ads for the different shows, it showed like coming soon, Daryl Dixon, the Book of Carol.
Oh, yeah. Well, they named it that. I do know that. You're right. Yeah. That's what they did name that because it was they were bringing Carol back and it is the Book of Carol.
And they showed some footage.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah. So that's correct. Yeah.
Don't know I think about that.
I know. I don't know either. So, I don't know either because I know what I thought about when I first saw it. And it wasn't happiness, but we'll let it go. I let it go. I said, okay.
They had a good thing going. Like, why center it on Carol now? Like, what? Like, you had a great thing going. Just stick with it.
I think we all agree. We have to wait to see where the Ones Who Live ends up and how it goes.
Like maybe right. Maybe it ends in notebook style and Rick and Michonne are laying out of bed and they both died at the same time. It's over. Have a nice day.
Both 90 years old.
Yeah, they're both dead. That's fine. Rick is hugging her and they're holding a stump to hand and they both die.
I think I would be okay if they did ultimate closure at the end of
this. I wouldn't mind. Over. Like, yeah. Let's see how this goes. Like, you're right, Jason. They have a roadmap. We know we're gonna see Jadis this show. We know she's in it. We're going to see Jadis.
Well, yeah, she's got to come looking for him.
Yeah, we're probably, I know we won't like this much. We're probably going to see a good chunk of the World Beyond crew at some point. That's my guess. We're probably going to see Morgan.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. You know, it's interesting. I was reading a ton of reviews. I was reading this one review, and this one lady said, I think it was a lady, said that every time they go to like a civilization, like every time the show is centered around like a built up civilization where everyone's eating ice cream and stuff and blah, 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 it seems like the show loses a big part of itself. And I tend to agree. Like that author said that like the show was the best when it was a small group of people scavenging around. It felt post-apocalyptic, surviving.
Yeah.
I got to agree, man.
Well, that's what made Rick Rick, right? That's what made us fall in love with Rick. The choices were made that he had to be a bad guy to be the good guy.
Yeah.
And you don't mess with Rick, right? They're messing with the wrong group of people because we're surviving. We want to live. We want to get back to normal, but the normalcy isn't, you know, the town square with the ice cream and, you know, the pretzels. I don't necessarily disagree with that.
I think that's kind of why we liked Dead City so much, because it wasn't New York wasn't a civilization. Manhattan was closed off with this gang by a Phone Egan.
Yeah, it was a new world, but it was, you know, run by thugs. And,
sure.
It was still, you know, apocalyptic.
Right.
Which is what makes the show great.
But it can't continue that way. Society would start to rebuild. And I mean, it's as much as it pains me to say it, it's time for it to come to an end. It really is. Because you just can't keep doing these. It's not as interesting if you're in this big built up society. It's not, in my opinion.
No, it's not. It's not. There has to be an end.
Yeah. So we'll see how the ones who live go. Well, let's hope it goes well. Let's hope they get a three-peat. Let's hope they get. Dead City was good. Daryl Dixon was good. This started off okay. Let's see.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. AMC.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Let's get the heck out of here. Final thoughts, Mr. Buttrell?
My final thoughts. With us talking it through it the way we did, if this really is the ultimate closure to this, you know, story, the Rick Grimes story, I'm a whole lot more, I guess, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it a whole lot more than I was before. Like, if we're moving towards ultimate closure, I will still be satisfied at the end of the season.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Maximus.
I agree. It was amazing seeing Andrew Lincoln as Rick again. He is still great.
Yep.
I agree with Jason. Let's see where this goes. If we get ultimate closure at the end of this season, or hey, they tell us it's only like World Beyond, we're only getting two seasons, and season two is the ending, that might work too, give us more time. But let's see. I know we're still in the beginning.
We're not sending Rick to a nursing home. That's not happening. We're going to end this thing. We're going to end this thing and be done with it, okay?
Okay, either way, the episode was okay. It was pretty good. Great seeing Rick again. Good, not bad characters. Surprised Okafor died.
Sad.
Father?
Next week is titled Gone. So hopefully we'll see. It'll probably be the Michonne backstory, where she's been, right? And what she's been doing. And
oh, great.
I know.
The thing is, I'm okay with Michonne by herself.
Mr. AMC. Go ahead.
Really? I don't mind seeing that part of the story.
The only problem is,
I bet you the original version of this was going back and forth. This is what Rick's doing. Now this is what Michonne's doing. Now at the same time, this is what Rick's doing. Now at the same time, this is what Michonne's doing. And just went back and forth. And it's better that way.
That would have been great.
Yes.
Which is what I actually expected last night. And not the full Rick Grimes story. So
I think that would be better. Instead of a full-on episode of what Michonne was doing,
it's probably going to be that. I don't know that. You know, Gible didn't send me a script. He didn't send me the first three episodes to a review. I'm surprised. Screw you too, Gimp. This is Talking Walking Dead. But, you know, I'm just guessing that that's probably what it's going to be. All right. Yeah. So Jason Buttrell, Maximus Fisher, myself, Jeff Fisher, thank you for listening to Talking Walking Dead. And we'll see you here next week on Talking Walking Dead.